The commander of the force known as U4, General Karl-Heinz Viereck, says his forces, currently numbering about 800 in Kinshasa and 1,200 positioned in nearby Gabon, are better prepared for any major violence.
I'm very positive in so far that we do not do the same failures again like we did the last time here. So I hope everybody got the experience from the last time and takes that into account when we go for the second round of the election. And I would not like to speculate what are we going to do. What I would say is that we do the required operations, but after analyzing the situation very carefully.
Personal security guards for the top finishers, President Joseph Kabila and Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba, clashed in August in Kinshasa when first-round results came out, leaving nearly 24 people dead. U4 was criticized by Congolese media for not doing enough to help the overstretched UN peacekeeping force. But General Viereck disputed speculation that U4's role was merely to protect and eventually evacuate Europeans.
We are not here for evacuation, we are here to support the election campaign. And everything points to that we get a successful election campaign. And we do our utmost to assure the people here that they have a good chance to go for that date and really get their voice heard. That's what we're here for.
U4 was also criticized after a drone it uses for security surveillance recently crashed, killing 2 people. The force's tactical commander, General Christian Damé, said the crash was an accident.
We took all the measures necessary to correct this, and now the drones are flying. Yesterday we had a flight with all the authorizations from the Congolese authorities, so it's okay now for the drones.
Campaigning for Sunday's vote has been marked by very few appearances from the 2 candidates and recurrent skirmishes between rival supporters. Bemba, a former rebel leader who got 20% in the first round, is popular among many people in Kinshasa and other Western areas. These include many who have boycotted the election process. Mr. Kabila first became president when his father, former coup leader Laurent Désiré Kabila, was assassinated. During the first round, he won almost all votes in the East. Since then, he has allied himself with the Western-based third and fourth place first-round finishers. The mineral-rich Congo has had a brutal history marked by the plundering of its resources, benefiting corrupt leaders and foreign businessmen, all the while accentuating local social hardship. Nico Columbans, VOA News, Kinshasa.